Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, we do it every week on Monday. Rico asks us provocative questions about the sports world, and we call it, Can We Say That? All right. Or there won't be production this week. F it. Rico,
nah, you threw a curveball on us.
We were going with the other one first. All right. All right, Michael. Evan Jenkins.
Yeah, joining us.
Hello.
Nobody else in the office. Why not?
You know what? Let's just go with the elephant in the room, guys. Can we say that Kansas City is kind of like Thanos? It is inevitable.
Feels that way, at least as it pertains to the Buffalo Bills life cycle. I want to work my way in the Eagles winning that game. But when push comes to shove, it's like this past weekend. Why did I pick the Chiefs? Reasons. That's just, if there's a big moment, they make the play. If they need a call, they get it. Bundle Larusky. Yes, you can say it.
I think you can say it too, because I mean, there was never any point in that game where I expected them to lose. Even if the Bills would have gone and scored with 20 seconds left, I would have expected Mahomes to go lead them back down again.
Or gotten a bonus personal foul worth 48 yards in one shot.
Okay, you know what? How about a bonus? Can we say that? Can we say that I wasn't the only one that every time Mahomes got hit, you expected to see the little flag thing on the TV?
Yes. The flag graphic is what you actually watch when you watch a Chiefs game.
Yes.
You just wait for that to bail them out.
Because there were a couple hits that I was just like, oh, that's going to be roughing. Oh, it wasn't.
Even the last play of the game with Josh Allen, that pass, they're like, there's a flag on the field. And they're like, I guess there was not a flag on the field. I'm like, what were you guys seeing that you're saying that there's a flag?
Can we say that Andy Reid is the best coach in the NFL?
It's tough because if you say yes, it's almost like you're dismissing that he has Patrick Mahomes. It's back in the day. Was Phil Jackson really the magic man, or was it because they had Jordan and Pippen?
Same as Scottie Bowman.
So it's difficult. I want to give more credit to the players.
But there is an art to, you know, keeping all of those egos in check.
I'm going
to
say he is, only because we watched him fail with Philly.
Well, hold on. He made 5 NFC title games and a Super Bowl.
We watched him fail and learn his lesson. So he became the best coach in the NFL.
So he got Mahomes and not Chunky Soup Guy.
Didn't he also go to an AFC title game with Alex Smith?
Yes,
I think
so.
Yeah, he did. So, yeah.
All right. Yes. I'm going to say yes to all of it. Bundle Ruski.
I don't know how to quite phrase this, but guys, did you know that the referees could reward a touchdown if there was shenanigans on the field?
Because never seen it before.
I hadn't either. And I've watched sports and I was, wait. Did he just say basically the equivalent of, you keep this up and we're turning the car around?
I only learned it when the announcers brought it up before the ref did it. But it does make sense. I mean, how many times are you going to let them jump off sides before you're like, all right, you know what? It's a touchdown. The ball,
in theory,
was sitting half on the line.
Half the distance goes pretty much to infinity. You'll never cross the goal line. I didn't realize that they could just, because I'm thinking to myself, if I'm them, I'm just going to keep timing the jump as well.
I don't think it's a sportsman thing either, because you're right. You're trying to stop them and you're doing it off of cadence, right? And
yeah.
What is the big deal? Remember when Vrabel did that thing with the clock against Belichick and they found a loophole? That's what this was, I thought. And until the refs were like, no more.
Listen, the whole tush push, brotherly shove thing, or the Buffalo boogie or whatever they call it, it's got to be taken out of the sport. Because 8, 10, 12 times yesterday, you know what we were stuck watching? Rugby. There is no way to stop it.
Well, it also hurts that they jump offside. They're offsides every time. It's a false start every time they do it. The two guards are always ahead of the center on the snap. That's a false start.
True. That's true. It is a false start. It looks that way. You guys just lean right into this next one. Can we say that the Bills relied too much on the tush push?
Yes, and the fact that Josh Allen went left when it was on tape. And
they forgot that they had a running back. That was actually pretty good.
Well, that's the other one. How do you go 9 minutes of game action without handing James Cook the football? It's just, it's all of it. Thank God I'm not a Bills fan.
Well, it's a copycat league. Let's just hope somebody eventually figures out how to stop the Eagles.
How, Evan? A landmine? How?
I don't know. Mental errors?
There's no way. It's why the play shouldn't be allowed.
But other teams can't execute it the way that the Eagles do.
No, it's that they don't try.
They try.
Who lines up like Philly and Buffalo does? Nobody. You don't see the Lions trying it.
They don't have to.
They had Ben Johnson. Marcus Mariota tried it.
Yeah?
No, he tried a pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo.
I know.
I'm just telling you, it's not football. Get rid of it. Here's what you do. You just say straight up, line up however you want. You cannot push your quarterback. He's got to do it on his own.
That was the rule. And
right.
And then they changed it.
You just go back.
Damn you, Reggie Bush.
Okay.
Good pull by you. Notre Dame game.
Yep.
Bush.
Can we say that the Chiefs won the Xavier Worthy trade with the Bills?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not? Sure. How about the Bills were the team that made the trade with them to get Mahomes?
That's what I said. Oh, wow. Good pull on you.
Wow. Buffalo Bills, you sealed your own fate.
I mean, you knew that Worthy was going to work for them. You just thought it was going to work a little bit sooner than it did. He came out hot in their first game, and then he was nowhere to be found for like 6 weeks.
It takes time for rookies, but just watch what's going to happen when Rashee Rice is healthy next year. Oh, God. Good luck. Why not just give him the Super Bowl until Mahomes gets bored, and then we can move on?
It.
Well, all right. Let's talk about the rest of the NFL.
Oh, okay, good.
Can we say that Aaron Rodgers is going back to the New York Jets?
No. I will be in stunned disbelief if Aaron Glenn is going to put up with that nonsense. And he can say whatever he wants at a press conference. He was very verbose, Rico. Aaron Rodgers, as a first-time head coach, you will get steamrolled by this guy.
I think Aaron Glenn's going to look into his eyes and get seduced like all these other coaches do. Because it's going to be their best option. And Aaron Glenn's going to try to win right away because the Jets are built for this bleep, like he said at his press conference. And I think that's a guy that's going to try to win right here, right now. And Aaron Rodgers will give him that best opportunity.
Oh, no.
He's back, baby.
Can we say that the Dallas Cowboys blew the hire
again? Yeah, it's
Brian Schottenheimer.
I'm just convinced now Jerry Jones has to have a puppet at coach. He can't have a coach that stands on his own 2 feet. Like Dan Campbell could never coach Cowboys because Jerry couldn't outshine him. I mean, the idea that they went and hired Pete Schottenheimer, whatever his bum's name is, it's unthinkable. It's unthinkable. You got rid of Mike McCarthy for this?
Well, I think it's better than Dion or Jason Witten being their head coach.
Okay, but see, for me, guys, at this point, if I'm the Cowboys, I'd rather wait until the Super Bowl is over and then interview the coaches off of that staff and bring somebody in.
Do you actually feel bad for Kingsbury that didn't interview for any job and now?
No, I'll tell you why. He's still getting paid by the Cardinals.
Okay.
He doesn't need to interview.
Oh, yeah, remember
He's
that
getting
house.
Paid like a head coach, and he gets to rehab his image. And I'm with Rico on this. Next year, if he guides Jaden Daniels to an MVP candidate, he essentially is Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Because then he will be given things that no one would offer him this year. I think he's the smartest guy in the room. Take one more year, get more of that sweet money from Paradise Valley, and we'll see you next cycle.
Yeah, and at that point, now you go into the draft, you get some more pieces to play with.
I'll never forget that house he sat in on draft night.
Oh, the Wayne Bruce Manor. Wayne Manor. Yeah.
Just empty, one couch,
he's
windows
sitting
everywhere.
Alone in the house. He's got loafers on. I'm going, what planet are we residing on?
Yeah, got the water in the background.
Yeah.
All right, guys, can we say that Chip Kelly will end up back in the NFL?
As what, a ball boy?
Offensive coordinator.
No way. I'd be stunned. It was a disaster. You can't relate to NFL guys.
It worked for that 1 year when they were running a play like every 15 seconds. I don't know if
you guys they went 10-6 and went nowhere.
Yeah. I think he has such a cush job at Ohio State right now. You're going to take no blame. It's always going to go on Ryan Day if something goes wrong.
They got plenty of budget. Not a Knowles left. They probably slap him with another half mil just for smiling and having rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an easy gig to sit there and collect a check and win championships.
And think about it. Rico, they can buy the best play. They can buy whatever they want.
Right. But I'm just saying, maybe he wants to go back to the NFL.
I think his ego's in check after UCLA and the Eagles and all that stuff. Yeah, he's good with what he's doing.
He just looks like a guy that wants a burger.
So do I.
He's just chilling.
Does sound good.
Can we say
John Mara will never sleep again? Yes.
Well, no. Can we say that...
if he gets one of those sleep number beds.
What, Mike, I'm going to ask, what was going on with the Empire State Building being lit up green after the Eagles won?
Okay, there's a word that rhymes with duck, and it doesn't start with an F.
Ooh.
That would describe what I think about how New York City behaved in lighting that building up for the Eagles.
Why would they do that? Is the building owned by somebody from Philly?
Two words from you, Jerry Falwell.
I know what you're going for.
That's Jerry Falwell behavior.
So the
Empire State Building lit green and white for the Eagles when they are the Death Star of the NFC East.
I was like, this is Photoshop, right? Like, no, it's legit.
Jerry Falwell, pool boy in bed with his wife, corner pocket. That's what New York and the Empire State Building acted like.
Yeah, it's like just Beaumont Tower sitting there. Tower, sitting the there. Yeah, Beaumont Tower is blue and yellow when Michigan wins. Like,
oh, what? My goodness.
All right.
Can MSU afford lights?
Yes. Lastly, Pete Carroll will bring can we say that Pete Carroll will bring the Raiders back?
No, absolutely not. That might be the least inspiring hire not named Schottenheimer of the cycle. He will take the job as the league's oldest head coach. No pathway to a quarterback. They don't have enough gum in the Vegas desert for that. No, that was, I couldn't believe that was real.
I'm intrigued only to see that division and what happens within that division with all these big name head coaches that they have now with Peyton, Harbaugh, him.
It feels like he's like a babysitter for who's actually going to be the head coach. I couldn't believe it. My answer is no.
Yeah, does he have a kid?
He's 75.
Yeah, he does.
That's in coaching?
Yeah, he does.
Well, that's your next coach.
He was the, I think he was the Huskies offensive coordinator, okay. I believe. That is, can we say that? 97.1.